To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Action-packed day of football.
Oh, hell yeah.
For the first time in my life, I have made a bet on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo over San Francisco. Write it down.
I'm an NFL junkie. It's my favorite thing. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody.
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, hour number two, week seven, NFL Sunday. Nick Kostos, Sam Paniatovich, you on the BetMGM Network. Sam, would it surprise you to hear that the Jacksonville Jaguars just punted after failing to convert a 3rd and 15 against the Rams? Rams going to get the ball back up 21-0, start of the fourth quarter.
No, not 1 second.
You tried to tell me about the under. That is looking excellent. Obviously, things can change. Jaguars minus a half for the second half is going to be a wild sweat here. Oh, we're still into the third quarter. Mercifully, we're not even through three yet. 27 seconds to go. Rams have it 1st and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Before we get to all the props for today, Sam, board update, please. Anything standing out to you, things you expect to happen, etc.?
Still under money in Miami, Cleveland, 34.5. Pinnacle offshore down to a juiced under on the 34.5. So even though that number has moved 7 points on the total because of the reported wind in the forecast, that is not stopping bettors from hitting under. My advice would be don't get crazy on a line that is 7 points lower, but it's very difficult with the forecast, the wind, the bad quarterback play, the stingy defense on Cleveland. It's hard to love the over. So it's a number 34.5. I want no interest in betting. They're betting under in Chicago, Nick. That's happening right now as well, down to 44.5 and 44 at a couple places. You mentioned the forecast there.
The wind's rising in that game, Sam. I'm seeing 37 mile per hour gusts during game time for Chicago. So that does track with what you're saying.
Yeah, so under in Cleveland, under in Chicago, wind clearly a factor there. They're also betting, I don't know why, they're betting the Jets at 1 o'clock Eastern.
What have we flipped favorites here? Jets are favorite, or are we going to pick them?
You know, there's a lot of pick showing now. There's a lot of pick. This morning, Carolina was -1. I see a lot more pick now on the board. So without a win, the Jets still taking money in the market day of the game.
You asked me a question last hour. I want to flip it on you and ask you, when is too low too low? Would you consider betting overs in Dolphins, Browns, and or Bears, Saints? Is there a number you're looking for to bet overs in those games? Again, like the wind could completely wreck these games. We're looking at winds in between 35 to 40 miles per hour. Now, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm using like Google and AccuWeather to try to see what the weather is. Weather is notoriously fickle, but with the information we have now, it does look like the wind will be bad, Sam, in both games.
It's so funny. You ask, how low can it go as they keep betting the Saints-Bears under? 43.5 now at multiple places. This was 44.5 6 minutes ago during the break. So clearly a rush on the under. Everybody betting under right now, New Orleans, Chicago.
BetMGM, Sam, has a 44.5, by the way. Was what you said about Chiefs minus 12.5. If you wanted to bet the Chiefs, MGM was your spot to do it. It's not gonna, if it's 43.5 elsewhere, it's not going to be 44.5 for much longer at MGM. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. So if you like the under, I would go to BetMGM, log into that app right now, pow, fire 44.5. Circa's 43.5, Pinnacle's 43.5, a lot of books offshore 43.5, Vegas 44. So if you want to get the best of the number, it doesn't mean it's going to win, but if you can constantly bet under 44.5 when the market's at 43, say the game lands 24-20, you're going to be a winner because you have that hook, you have that 44.5. That's a very popular total number too, 44. It's 41, 43, 44, 47, 48, 49. Those are all very popular numbers for wise guys. So when you see sharp shops at 43.5 and another book at 44.5, I don't want to say auto bet, Nick, but it's a decent bet considering the circumstances.
What would you need to go over in Dolphins Browns?
30. 22.
That's it, dude.
I'm not interested. I have 37, which, again, I hate coming on a show on Sunday and saying I have a great number. But
no, people listen during the week.
You and I do 6 shows a week.
Yeah.
100%. So when I put out the newsletter on Friday morning, the total was 37. And I still thought, considering where the weather could go and how worse it could get, I thought 47 was a good bet. At 44 now... Sorry, 44. I'm looking at the wrong game. I'm looking at New Orleans, Chicago, still getting bet under. At 34.5, it's hard for me to sit here and bet the under. But I also, I'm not going to bet off my 37 because I have a good bet. I'm not a middle person. I know some people are. Just not my style.
The Rams converting a first down on a Matthew Stafford pass to Jordan Whittington. I just almost called him Whittingham, like Al Michaels did on Thursday Night Football. Bad job by me. 21-0. Rams have the ball in Jaguars territory, 2nd and 4. A touchdown here puts my Jaguars second half bet to the sword. It's not
No way. It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be a field goal Rams. It'll be 24-0, and then backdoor Nikki is going to have a chance with the Jags touchdown late. That's what's going to happen. 24-0, and then you need a late touchdown. The Rams bench guys out on the field. And 24-7 is going to get you home at the very end. I'm going to speak it into existence for you.
I love it. I appreciate you very much. Last one for now. Do you think the Falcons will flip to the favorite at some point today? I'm seeing that that's basically down to one at a lot of places right now. Niners, Falcons, Sunday night.
I don't think so. It feels like eventually you're going to get that push on San Fran at a pick 'em. Especially when this number on the look ahead was 3.5 and they reopened it at 3. I think there's going to be some support for San Francisco at a pick 'em. That's my guess. I could be wrong there. The big Falcon moves came in at 3, 2.5, and 2. It's hard to think they knock it through. I could be wrong there, but I feel like at pick 'em, you're going to see some Niners money later on tonight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Since you can't make this up, 3rd and 4 for the Rams. They sack Matthew Stafford. Defensive holding, and I also think there might be a roughing the passer also on a sack where they have full body weight landing on Stafford. In any event, it's Jordan Lewis holding Devontae Adams. This will be a first down for the Rams. Jaguars had an opportunity to get off the field. Anything else, Sam, or should we roll the props?
Nope, just some more bets on the Titans. I don't understand it, but
six?
They're betting Tennessee.
They're still 6.5.
6.5 down. Yeah, 6.5, but a lot of places are coming down, and we do have a 6 offshore on New England. This was 7 most of the week, and now the 7s are all gone.
All right. How about, as the prop game descends down from the Royal Throne, how about, Sam, you love some of these weird names, right?
Yes,
Tyler and I, our executive producer, we're in a dynasty league together, like a 50-man roster dynasty league with defensive players. This is serious. And Tyler's actually like grinding the waiver wire 7 days a week. He loves it. I picked up this week in a couple of these leagues that I'm in, Rams rookie receiver Kanata Mumfield. Played him anytime touchdown today, gave it out on WFAN this morning, scored the first touchdown of the game, had people tweeting me tickets like 75-1. I just bet anytime at 15-1. So we're feeling good early this morning, heading into the rest of the slate, thanks to our friend Kanata Mumfield. So let's look to keep the good times rolling. As the prop king descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, the pigs, to issue prop bets for week 7, NFL Sunday. Oink, oink.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship ye swine. Fourth down for the Rams. Sean McVay is barking into his play sheet, so the Rams will be going for it here. Feels like a pretty important play for Jaguars' second half. Stafford
Definitely.
In the shotgun. Empty formation. Now Kyren Williams comes in motion to his right. 3 receivers to the left. Devontae Adams split out wide to the right. I think the Jaguars jumped. I think this is going to be first down. It's just incredible.
Even going to snap it, or were they just trying to do this?
Yes, it is encroachment on the defense.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Yep. Chiefs and the Raiders today in Kansas City. Just like... It's actually incredible. Why did I make this bet? Because I wanted to sweat. I'm like Patrick Ewing at the free throw line in 1994. This is no good. Oh, it's actually 4th and 1 now, so it's not first down. So the Rams are lining up to go for it here on 4th and 1. Stafford under center. Ooh, play action. Stafford rolls back to pass, throwing deep to the end zone. Wide open, touchdown.
Oh.
Oh, Terrence Ferguson! We have him anytime from this morning. Yes! Oh, that's actually awesome. Okay. Chiefs, yeah, man. Oh, babe. Okay. Chiefs and the Raiders. With Rashee Rice back, I think it's going to hurt Travis Kelce. I think it's going to hurt Juju Smith-Schuster. Guys that do well over the middle of the field. Because Rice is far better than those guys. I actually think his presence is going to help Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy over 44.5 receiving yards. We told you during the actives and inactives that Jacoby Myers inactive. I think Jack Besh, the Raiders' second-round rookie receiver, is going to be the beneficiary. Jack Besh, anytime touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders. Bears and the Saints. Now, at the end of the show, when we give our best bets, we'll talk about like what we want to do betting this game with the wind. I actually think I might still like this bet, and I want to see if the prices are falling as the total gets bet down and the wind is bad for the yardage props. Let's see. Colston Loveland is actually, number's actually gone up from this morning. I gave him out this morning at 17, at 15 and a half, at 17 and a half. I like it even if the wind's bad because his average depth of target is not going to be high. And he played way more than Cole Kmet on Monday. His time is coming. Colston Loveland over. Anytime touchdown. The Bears used three running backs on Monday night. Let's play the one at the longest odds. That is Roschon Johnson. Bears, Browns and the Dolphins, like, good luck with this one. I don't know about any yardage props in this game. It looks like this is going to be impossible with the wind. The betting market expects Quinshon Judkins to go off. So do I. Anytime touchdown, though, with David Njoku out. Blake Whitehart, which is the opposite of Owen Hart's WWE gimmick, the late, great Owen Hart, the Black Hart. Blake Whitehart, anytime touchdown for the Cleveland Browns at a huge price. Patriots-Titans. Stephon Diggs last week got called for the most ticky-tack offensive pass interference since Garrett Wilson a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football. Two touchdowns taken off the board that shouldn't. This was an obvious touchdown by Stephon Diggs that got taken away for nonsense. And if that had scored, this number would not be 54.5 for Stephon Diggs. Would have been an extra 50 yards for him. Stephon Diggs over 54.5 receiving yards, anytime touchdown. Patriots rookie receiver Kyle Williams. These are meant to be small money bets. Williams starting to get more involved in the offense. Eagles and the Vikings in Minnesota. Brian Flores loves to blitz and play his two safeties back. Jalen Hurts going to beat the blitz today. He's been good against the blitz this season. Dallas Goedert over the middle of the field, over 40.5 receiving yards. And as a bonus play, with Quinyon Mitchell expected to shadow Justin Jefferson, and it remains to be seen how that will go. Justin Jefferson's way better than Quinyon Mitchell. I think Jordan Addison, the sets up for him to have a nice game. His receiving yards prop is 43.5. Anytime touchdown. You know Carson Wentz is going to be trying to get into the end zone against his former team today. Carson Wentz, anytime, touchdown. Panthers and the Jets. I don't know, man. Everyone stinks. The Panthers guys are all lined properly. If you wanted to play Justin Fields over rushing yards, it's probably not the worst thing in the world. Anytime touchdown. Jets rookie receiver Arian Smith. With Garrett Wilson out, we know Josh Reynolds stinks. We know Alan Lazard stinks. We have no idea whether or not Arian Smith is good. Maybe he's bad, but I think he'll be involved in the passing offense today. Arian Smith, anytime, touchdown. One more this segment. We'll do the Broncos and the Giants. Where the Broncos have done very well this season, in all things defensively. But especially against limiting rushing production by opposing quarterbacks, most notably last week with Justin Fields. I actually don't care because the Giants are going to call so many design runs for Jackson Dart because they can't move the ball otherwise. I'll go over Jackson Dart 37.5 rushing yards and anytime touchdowns. The Broncos receiving core is so hard to peg once we get past Cortland Sutton. It could be Marvin Mims. It could be Troy Franklin. It could be former Giant Evan Engram. I'll take a shot on Illinois product. Pat Bryant, small money bet on Pat Bryant to score a touchdown for the Denver Broncos. On the other side, the rest of the props for today, underdog moneyline parlay, teasers, and more updates of the Jaguars and the Rams in London, with the Rams up 28-0 in the fourth quarter.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.